For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Boating down Shem Creek in Mount Pleasant are two wildlife biologists from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. They're going out to inspect Crab Bank, a once bustling nesting site for seabirds, especially terns and the beautiful brown pelicans that glide along the state's coast. But Mother Nature can be cruel, and in May, said Felicia Sanders, a big storm and high tides decimated the rookery.
Earlier in the season, we had over 1,000 terns nesting on Crab Bank, and typically about 500 pelican nests. And the high tides washed all their nests and eggs away. So right now, there are about 45 pelican nests that remain and no terns.
Fellow biologist Janet Tebow said pelicans are an important part of the Lowcountry environment.
I think pelicans could be used as a biological indicator of the health of especially the fishing industry. Their diet is mostly schooling fish like menhaden, and they can probably indicate if schooling populations of fish are good or not just based on their foraging activities.
Tebow counts the nests on the island, now just a sandbar, using aerial photographs. She was concerned about where these displaced birds will now go.
That's the thing. There's only a handful of places in the state where they can nest. DNR manages 3 seabird sanctuaries in the Charleston area. But really, there's only about 5 islands in the entire state that has the correct profile for these birds to nest. So one catastrophic event can really impact the entire year.
According to Sanders, there is an effort to rebuild the island with the help of the Army Corps of Engineers, which will soon begin dredging in Charleston Harbor.
The deepening and widening of Charleston Harbor is supposed to start December 2017, and they should be dredging near Crab Bank by December 2019. The cost to put the material on Crab Bank is about $3.5 million, and the Corps can apply for federal monies of about $2.2 million, but the remaining $1.2 million has to come from non-federal sources.
The biologist said a number of groups will meet to brainstorm on how they can raise donations to allow the dredged material to go to Crab Bank. The island has been whittled from 22 acres to less than 1 over the years, but the plan is to rebuild it bigger than ever.
Engineers have put out some scenarios, and Crab Bank would be about 80 acres, so it'll be pretty large. And they've modeled the erosion for 50 years, and even after 50 years, it'll be a significant nesting site. After that, we'll take it from there.
Pelicans and other birds also nest nearby at Castle Pinckney, but Sanders doesn't think the island can hold all the displaced seabirds, and its rocky shore is less hospitable than the sands of Crab Bank, which is also a popular place for kayakers and eco-tours to safely observe the pelicans.
Crab Bank is so much more than just a place for birds to nest. It's also a place where humans can get really close to nesting without disturbing them and learn so much that actually can help conservation, not just in Charleston Harbor, but really make them support conservation of these coastal birds throughout the world.
The seabirds like Crab Bank because the water protects their nests from predators like raccoons and foxes. Tebow thinks the pelicans can make a full recovery if the dredging project is funded. Sanders said Crab Bank is important for the birds, but it's also important for education, and education makes conservation possible. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.